I started calling back the things that I like genuinely enjoyed, right? I'm the sort of person, or I used to be the sort of person, to get up at 3 a.m. because for some reason I cannot sleep an entire stretch of the night unless I'm dead bone tired, right? And then like I just wake up and it's like 6 a.m. But otherwise, I sleep in bits and pieces. And I don't know if anybody else does that. Anyway, so I basically tried calling back that person, right? Getting up in the middle of the night at 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. Recording this episode at 1 a.m. Dancing to like soft pop and rock music and breakdancing, even though I do not know how to dance. I'm just like enjoying things by myself, right? Enjoying the things that I used to enjoy. And for some reason, I lost the plot. For some reason, I stopped doing those things. And so coming back into those things and redefining fun, really, for me right now, is just understanding, or really questioning, first of all, before even coming to understand, I have to question, why did I even like these things in the first place? Because I think that human beings are a sum total of our experiences and the people that we meet. And so whenever we say, oh, that's the real person, right? Like, is that really who she is? And all of that, while people tend to be different around different people for whatever reason, I think that whoever they are is just a sum total of experiences and the people that they've met before. And so if I say to myself, or if I really did enjoy, you know, dancing randomly in the middle of the night, or just like during the day, or just like on the street, walking on the street. I used to dance on the street. I used to like taking long walks. And then when I take long walks, I will like, you know, dance if the song in my headphones, I'm really feeling them. Now I don't even own headphones. So I'm just like, I need to buy headphones and, you know, get back into my groove. So I'm in that space where I'm redefining a lot of things. And one of the first things that I'm redefining is fun. Redefining things that I actually love. Redefining my hobbies. In the past year or the past 2 years, I don't think it's up to 2 years, but in the past couple of years, right? A year and a little more, and a few more months, I mean to say. And in the past a year and a few more months, what am I even saying, bro? But yeah, during that time, I found myself like, I really enjoy K-dramas, and now not just K-dramas, but a lot of East Asian entertainment, you know, not just the dramas, but the music as well. And I've always considered myself very, you know, well rounded and versed in my music consumption and in my entertainment consumption in general. But then when I stumbled upon East Asian entertainment, and I realized, wait a minute, like, you don't even listen to this, how are you even well-rounded? So now I'm even like, you know, dabbling into Middle East music, because a friend of mine did like a Spotify share play with me and sent me a playlist, and I really liked it. And since then, I've just been embracing anytime Spotify recommends, you know, beautiful music, which, by the way, Spotify is good for. I just gotta say, Spotify is good for recommend music and automatic playlist. So if you play one song, like you're in the mood to listen to one song, just let Spotify keep playing. They choose the right thing all the time. Apple Music hasn't figured that one out yet, but Spotify is doing it so well, you know. But yeah, that's another thing that I, you know, found myself to thoroughly enjoy. Entertainment, East Asian entertainment. I like that the lyrics are a lot less lewd than the lyrics from the West. And when I say the West, I mean the United States. Because the UK girlies are killing R&B. I keep saying nobody's doing R&B like the UK girlies. And everybody thinks I'm just like being biased because I have faves from there. I do have faves from there, but I also have American faves. Faves, right? American and Canadian faves. And I will still insist that nobody, absolutely nobody, is doing R&B like the UK girlies and boys. You know, I don't discriminate, boys and girls. But yeah, that's another thing I think I started to like, and I'm continually enjoying it, right? So while I'm in the process of questioning the things that I find entertaining and, you know, sort of redefining fun for myself, I think that one thing I refuse to do is to question and, you know, shy away. So I think we often like to look at questioning a thing and participating in that thing as mutually exclusive. So it's like I can't be questioning, for example, my faith and still participate in my faith. That's not true. You can be going to church, you can be praying, you can be Bible studying frequently and still questioning your faith, right? And I've always said in previous episodes, I've always said there's nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong with questioning your faith. I just believe that the issue is where you're getting the answers from. So where are you throwing your questions through to, and where are you getting your answers from? So if I'm a Christian and I want, you know, answers about the Christian faith, for example, I would not go to people of other religions to get that response. I would go to leaders in the faith and I would ask questions, and I would, you know, find material. I would find, you know, preaching and sermons and all of that. And most especially, I would check my Bible over and over again. I think that construction or deconstruction of the faith frequently is something that should happen for every Christian. Personal hot take. This is really, by the way, from this episode, but I just thought I should say, right? I think it's something that should happen for every Christian, but I think that it should happen quite frequently, to be very honest, because you need to be able to readily give advice for when people question you. And that's what's important, to question yourself. And when you question every single time, you come out the other side, especially if you're asking the right people and, you know, relying on the Holy Ghost and also not staying away from, you know, your Christian faith just because you're questioning. When you put those three things together, you find out that you're actually, you know, even better. You're even more assured. Your faith is stronger. A faith that cannot take questioning is no faith at all. You know, a faith that shies away from those things is not the Christian faith that we've been handed. Absolutely not. But that's moving on. So when it comes to redefining fun and redefining hobbies and the things that I really enjoy, I think that I can sit in the things that I'm currently enjoying and I can retry or revisit the things that I used to enjoy and really explore that, right? While enjoying them, still question, why did I even like this in the first place? And it's okay, along the way, while I listen to these things, I would then, you know, come to my senses and say, mid, and dump that. And if it's still great, I would say that is absolutely beautiful and keep that on. So a few things that are still fun for me. I mentioned East Asian entertainment, some Middle Eastern music now. I mentioned dancing, even though I don't know how to dance, which I think is absolutely therapeutic. I think everybody should do that. I'm going back to the gym next month. I loved the gym so much. Like, I cannot explain to you guys what the gym did for me. It boosted my confidence like times 100. My body was banging along the way, which is like a plus for me. But then, like, it felt really good mental health wise. I had a really stressful job, so making out that time for myself was so important to me. And absolutely recommend the gym to anybody who's like sort of still, you know, trying to figure out what to do with their lives. I really hope you can afford the gym membership, because it's really such a great place to be. I'm not a very social person, so I would not say the gym's a great place for social relationships, but I did have like a gym partner and a few people I did speak to. So yeah, 100% recommend. Another thing that I really love and I've absolutely been away from is food. I've been doing this thing, was out of a job for quite a while this year. And so I've been doing this thing where I explore different, you know, types of food. And, you know, I just tell myself, okay, you're going to try this now. And then, you know, every single time I get paid, I dedicate a percentage of that to trying different foods, because I have quite an adventurous taste bud, even though I'm such a picky eater. And I don't know if that makes sense to anybody, but it's a thing, okay? Don't judge me. But yeah, I think so. This is just a few things that I really enjoy. I would encourage anybody out there to redefine things in their lives and to just call those things back, you know? Find your happy, find your childhood self again. And go for the things that set your soul on fire. Go for the things that make you so happy. You know, I'm not saying this to be careless in your choices or in the things that you do, right? That doesn't make you happy, if we're being honest. But go for the things that truly spark a memorable sense of joy, right? Go for the things that truly spark a memorable sense of joy. Something that doesn't seem fleeting, you know, like, ooh, I feel like kissing that guy. You're gonna regret it. Something more like, you know, dancing in your room at 3 a.m. rather than dancing in the rain, because, like, you could get the flu or something. And that's the episode, guys. I think I ranted for long enough. Call back fun, redefine fun. See you on the next one. Bye.